I think you're crazy, said Bara loudly. Someone laughed, in the tiers overhead, and she glared upward, then back at the Duke. You could have been rich. You could have done more, but you let others take the credit. And I was as good as Pox, but you gave her all the praise. She got all the chances. That's not true. Doran strode across the floor to her side. She gave a quick glance at the tiers and went on. You and Pox were recruits together, true. And back then, that first year, you were probably her equal in sword fighting, but in nothing else, Baranyi. And after the first year, not in that. I was, you were not. Fox oath, Bara, I'm your captain. I know you inside out. You made trouble every way you could without breaking rules. You quarreled with everyone. Pox didn't. That mealy-mouth. Mealy-mouth! That was Surya, across the floor. Bara turned dark red. Damned, sniveling, sweet-tongued prig. Everyone on her side. Everyone! Bara. Something in Pox's voice stopped her. Bara, you do yourself an injustice here.
I do myself an injustice? No, Pox, you did that. Make a fool out of me in front of your fancy friends. Think you're such an example?
Bara jerked off the helmet and threw it at Pox, who dodged easily.
I'll show you yet, Pox Anarian, you sheep farmer's daughter. I know about you. You're a coward underneath, that's what. Or you'd have had the guts to kill me. Why don't you, eh? You've got the sword now. Go on, kill me.
She threw her arms out and laughed.
Gird and Falk together, none of you have any guts. Well, chance changes with time, yellow hair, and I'll have my day yet.
She turned away. Pox said nothing, and waved the guards away when they would have stopped her.
Well,
said the Crown Prince, into the horrified silence that followed her exit.
If that's the best witness Verakai can find against you, Duke Phelan, I think your defense in council is well assured. That's her own heart's poison brewed there, and none of your doing.
An approving murmur followed this. Duke Phelan smiled at the prince.
I thank you, Your Highness, for your sentiments. Indeed, I hope nothing I have done has provided food for that, but I will think on it.
Then he turned to Pox.
And you again have served me well.
Poxenarian, Lord Duke, in this I am serving my gods, and not you. I am no longer your soldier, though I will always be your veteran. I pray you, remember that. Although you have done me the honor to treat me almost as a daughter, I am not. I am Gerd's soldier now. Although the trouble had come, and apparently gone, without actual danger to the Duke, Pox was still uneasy that night. When the Duke finally retired to his chamber, she held a quick conference with the king's squires. On no account must the Duke go anywhere, anywhere, without their protection. If she was not available, they must all attend him.
But, Pox, what is it you fear?
The malice Bara feels, directed with more skill, said Pox, frowning.
Companions, we have not crowned our king yet. Until then, trust nothing and no one. When she returned to her own chamber with Leith, she found it hard to sleep, despite her fatigue. Yet in the morning she found nothing amiss. After breakfast, in the Duke's chambers, they went to the council meeting together. Pox noticed, as they came in, that Duke Verakai was present, and his brother absent. The two elves were there, sitting lower down this time. She wondered what they had thought of last night's events. They would have to agree that the Duke had kept his temper under trying circumstances.